Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Are you ready for the most consequential sports weekend of the year? The New York Mets trying to avoid an epic disaster. The New York Yankees trying to put a stamp down that they are the clear team to beat in the American League playoffs. And yes, the beginning of the Jackson Dart era. We'll get to all of it. We'll hear from Yankee fans, Met fans, Giant fans throughout the day at 888-808-1019. Well, let's start with Jackson Dart. Tiki Barber, are you fired up for this?
I mean, fired up is the wrong word, but I am certainly interested and excited to see if all the hype that we saw in the preseason translates into good football on a Sunday afternoon. Now, the challenge is they're playing one of the best defenses in football right now as it pertains to points and yards. And now they had some injuries on the defensive side of the ball, but still, the Chargers are extraordinarily well coached, both by on the offensive side, that's less important, but Jesse Minter has been fantastic these last couple of years in his two first years as defensive coordinator. So you can imagine how many different looks Jackson Dart's going to get. And I think we'll know in the first two drives how he's going to handle it.
Really? You think we're going to get an early indication based on how he reacts to this?
They're not going to ease him in to, all right, let's just play some coverage and let's see him complete some passes. I expect chaos from jump. Mm. And how he handles it is going to tell me a lot about, obviously, that current game or this game on Sunday, but certainly his future as well.
Well, a few things about Jackson Dart, what we expect, what we're hopeful for. But I do have to ask you a question that's been on my mind for the last 14 hours. So last night, like most of us, we're watching baseball, but we're checking in on the football. We're seeing what's going on. Yep. Thursday night football. And so I hear Ian Rappaport after the fact, because I didn't see this one live. Ian Rappaport jumps in with his little update about, hey, Jackson Dart's going to start. And he mentions very casually that him and Brian Daboll met for 10 hours earlier this week. 10 hours.
That was Tuesday.
That was Tuesday.
That's the off day, by the way.
I have been on this planet for 42 years. I've been in many a meeting.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I've ever come close to a 10-hour meeting. Right. So two things, Teak. Did that meeting ever occur? Was that an exaggeration?
That is a gross exaggeration.
They did not meet for 10 hours.
They were probably together in this Quest Diagnostic Center for 10 hours together, but they weren't meeting for 10 hours.
Okay.
There's no way. I mean, you're probably, here's what likely happened. Come over 7 in the morning, whatever time it is, he gets there. I want to go over some stuff. Let's talk about the expectation. You sit down. Then you start, I probably bring in Kafka. Let's talk about the things that you're most comfortable with. Let's start to put a game plan together. What do you feel that you can achieve and do well with in this game plan? And then you take a little break. You go get a coffee. You have, I don't know, breakfast. You go watch some film. Maybe you come back out on the field and you do some just work through of the verbiage, right? So you just go through the play calls. So it's just a bunch of different things over the course of a 10-hour period.
Okay.
There's no way they were sitting in a room for 10 hours. I've never seen that. I've never heard of that. It just sounded really nice when Ian Rappaport said it.
See, it didn't sound nice to me.
Oh, when it's cool. It sounded cool. Like, ooh, that's a cool thing to say. There's no way they sat together for 10 hours.
When I heard it, and you can slap me for saying this, especially you as a Giant fan, Tommy and Sean, when I heard that, I said to myself, wow, this kid is not ready. Oh, my God.
Evan, have you ever sat for 10 hours with anybody?
No.
When you had the ability to leave. You could voluntarily leave.
So,
have you ever done that? Even your wife.
I'm dead serious. It's happened one time in my life.
Okay.
And I was at a casino, and I couldn't leave the table because I kept winning. That's it.
Mm.
12 hours straight, Las Vegas, Nevada, back in 2005 with two of my buddies. We kept winning. We kept drinking. And I stayed at the same table for 12 hours. The only breaks I took were pee breaks.
Yeah.
Swear to God. Outside of that, the answer to that is no. No.
Exactly.
But when I hear 10 hours, I'm like, oh my God, is this kid ready?
Yes.
You didn't think that, Sean, for a second?
No, because you know what I went to?
What?
The exact opposite of me in school. Because I remember these people. Did you ever go to your senior year of high school or even college, right before all those final exams, and you'd see these kids in the library and they didn't leave for 8 to 10 hours, and they're looking at the books and you're going, you losers, I'm going home to play PlayStation. Guess who got the better grades? Those guys, why I barely passed. And I think that's what this is. I think Jackson Dart is studying for his final exam, which is his first start on Sunday.
Yeah, but
above anybody else.
Do you listen to Tiki Barber when he speaks?
Of course I do. I'm trying to find some positives.
So Tiki said something last week and earlier this week about the differences between Russell Wilson and Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
And one of the things you said was Russ is almost too smart for his own doing. And Jackson Dart being a rookie, not that you called him stupid, but he doesn't know as much.
Right.
And that would almost benefit you more. Sometimes studying too much is not a good thing.
No, you're right. If you don't know it, you're screwed anyway. So just go wing it, especially as a football player.
Exactly.
As you're taking a test. All right, that feels about right. I did the work and that feels about right. I'm going to go with it.
Now, I've given this
thought. You're better off than just wasting your time grinding your mind into a gridlock.
What if
I think too many kids, just because I had a bunch of them, they do that. And I'm like,
fair.
Take a break, right? Go to the next one, do something else.
You're right.
Stop.
What if 7.5 of the 10 hours were just repeat after me? Slide, 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 instead of going head down.
At least an hour was that.
Right.
No question. I was thinking about this last night because this is a very exciting Sunday, even as an IFO, an independent football observer. And I want to be fair about what I want to see from this quarterback. And I think there are two things going on right now. Number one is the Giants drafted this kid. It's his NFL debut. Mm-hmm. We're open-minded and hopeful. He's the answer. The other part, which some people are thinking about, is the job security of this head coach.
Right.
I look at Jackson Dart as a hell of a lot more important than if they're going to bring this head coach back. With this head coach, and I really believe this, they have to win games. I'm sorry. I really do. And I've thought that since last year. I thought that since John Mara announced he was coming back. They have to win games.
There's not even a question about that.
Thank you. I don't care how good Jackson Dart looks over the next 14 games. If they go 2-12 in those 14 games, he's not coming back. Period. Stop. I really believe that. And for anyone who says, well, it's not fair to Jackson Dart, they're going to change quarter. Dude, it happens all the time now in the NFL. So I start with Brian Daboll isn't going to survive based on Jackson Dart looking good. He's going to survive based on the Giants winning.
And that's what matters.
That's what matters.
That's why you meet with a kid for 6 hours.
Right.
Over a 10-hour time frame.
Right.
And you figure out, hey, man, what are you good at? What do you like? What do you want to do? Let's get this thing together.
Absolutely. Now, as a fan, what do I need to see from Jackson Dart on Sunday? Obviously, I want to win. I think we all do. None of us is happy when we watch our football teams lose, which we see all the time. I think what would make me feel good as a Giant fan with Jackson this weekend is if I see a few glimpses of what he can be.
Mm-hmm.
I expect a rookie mistake or two.
Of course.
And it's just, it's there with potential. Like, if I get that, I think I walk away from week one of him.
Yes.
Saying, hey, maybe we have something. I'm not convinced he's going to the Hall of Fame. I'm not burying the kid. I think I want to see growth.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And so for me, I need flashes. I need some of the signs of why I drafted this kid, some hope for the future. I'm not expecting 400 yards. I'm not expecting four touchdown passes. And I think if I get that as a Giant fan, I would be cautiously excited. If you are really drawn in on the Brian Daboll job security angle, well, then they better win.
Yes.
Because wins matter in this business.
And again, I think it's less about the Dabe thing. I think Dabe's is the secondary story here because people have already made up their decision regarding his future as a New York Giants head coach. And so it's
like, I think a lot of people have, right, yes.
We're not defending him. We're not even talking. It is what it is.
Yep.
And what it is you have to win.
Yes.
Period. They're more excited for this Chargers game at 1 o'clock to see Jackson Dart, right? To see what this kid is all made of. I mean, some people saw him in the preseason. A lot of people didn't.
Yeah.
So all they heard was the hype. Hype, hype. This kid's going to be this. This kid's going to be XYZ. He's got this kind of swagger, confidence. They want to see that. And that's why I'm sure it'll be packed. It should be a beautiful day on Sunday. They're there to watch, hopefully, their future. Period.
It's a week one. That's it. Wipe the slate clean, Giant fans.
Like that, actually.
It is the beauty of drafting a quarterback in the first round is that when you decide to go to them, forget what the organization's reason is. As a fan, what happened the last 3 weeks basically sucked, but this is a take a deep breath and go, the wins and losses as a fan almost don't matter. Forget what they need.
Mm-hmm.
We get a refreshed version of Giants football that hopefully provides to be fruitful in the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
And this is the first day of
it. Well, I think it was interesting. We had Connor on Tuesday? No, it's Wednesday. We had Connor on asking about this move. And one of the things he said is something I heard in the preseason, and I actually kind of started thinking it after I went to a few practices, that if this was a genuine competition back in August between Russell Wilson and Jackson Dart, they would have been pleasantly surprised and actually might have started Jackson Dart instead of Russell Wilson. But just because of how good he looked in practice.
Right.
And the problem is, it's just practice. And he's not getting hit. It's not the real thing. You've got a red jersey on. You're protected. So there's really no way to know if that practice translates into the game. But there was a lot there about Jackson Dart in the preseason that indicated, man, this kid's probably ready. And so because of Russell Wilson was promised to start, he didn't do anything in the preseason to like diminishes that expectation. He actually looked really good. He kind of had to go with Russell Wilson. But I think Connor was right. If they had actually had it in an open, we have nothing to lose, no strings, no promises, no nothing, it would have been interesting to see if Jackson Dart hadn't actually won it out of Georgia.
Yeah, I think the problem with this whole thing from the beginning has been everyone's ulterior motives.
Yes.
Our motives as fans 100%. Are simply we want to see our team win. The motives of a head coach on the hot seat, of a general manager on the hot seat, it varies.
Right.
And so once you decided to bring in Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston, but more so Russell Wilson, you were making a commitment that Russ was going to play right away.
Yeah, but you didn't need to.
You didn't need to.
And ultimately, like I could rationalize it in real time, but now that you look back on it, we were wrong. Like if you draft Jackson Dart and you think he's ready, just start him.
If you believe the kid is ready, you should start him. What I have been skeptical about, and I guess we're going to finally get some answers Sunday at 1 o'clock, is if he is ready.
Yeah,
and I err on the side of just being patient.
Yeah, we don't know that he's ready or not.
We don't.
We have no idea. We won't know until we see two series.
And my thought has always been, and this is what contradicts Brian Daboll's well-being, but quite frankly, I'm just giving you my opinion on what's best for the Giants and Jackson Dart, not the well-being of the head coach, but for the well-being of Brian Daboll, it's to win games. So initially, you start the quarterback, Russell Wilson, who's won games in the past. Mm-hmm. Now that they're 0-3 and two of the three games were disasters, you make a move to win games.
Right, he had to make this move.
He had to, from his perspective.
Right.
From my perspective, it's always been, give the kid as much time as humanly possible. And I do that because not that you can't succeed when you're rushed in, but I think you have a better chance of succeeding when you have more time to sit and wait.
Yeah, and the one thing that you're going to, that Jackson, this is a disadvantage. This is a negative to him getting inserted after 3 weeks, is that unlike Jaden Daniels, unlike C.J. Stroud, those guys were preparing to be the starter for 3-4 weeks before the season started.
Right, right.
So it was crafted to them, right? What do you, Jaden Daniels? What do you do well? All right, well, if I don't see one or two reads, I'm pulling it down. I'm moving, and so you craft your offense to be quick hitters. Maybe there's a shot in there, and if either one of those aren't there, Jaden Daniels, use your athleticism. And so their offense was set up to be that, not all right. Let's do this pocket passing thing and get the ball out quick and protect Russ and, you know, give him the best chances to make shots downfield. He's not going to run, so we got to have checkdowns always available. Now it could be different than that, but you got to do it in a very quick time frame.
What are the expectations, Giant fans? What are you expecting from Jackson Dart on Sunday? We'll hear from you at 888-808-1019, plus a lot of baseball to get to as well, what the Mets need to do this weekend, what's on the line for the New York Yankees, a ton on a huge, consequential weekend in sports coming up. Will the Mets seal the deal this weekend? Will the Yankees take the AL East? We'll get to all of it coming up as the show rolls on. Toll-free number is 888-808-1019. And in exactly 20 minutes, we put it out there, our very much official Jackson Dart stat predictions for his debut on Sunday. We will write them down. We will keep them. We'll analyze. And then on Monday, we'll see how right we are. That's coming up in the next 20 minutes. But let's get to your phone calls, 888-808-1019. Brian in Northport. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
No problem.
So I was against this move. I knew it was going to happen, and we all know that if Daboll had 9 lives, he's on number 8. So this is it for him. My question to you is, and Tiki specifically, is there a directive for the offensive line that's different now that there was for, I can't remember his name. He's been gone
Russell.
Are they going to treat this differently? Are they going to, are we throw a blocking tight end in there to protect him? Is it going to look like, a goal line stance Malik outside?
I mean, it's a good question. It's a good question. I think the answer is no. So the one thing about Russ is that you knew he was immobile in the pocket for the most part. And so you saw a lot of tight end chips. You saw Cam Scataboo. I'm sure you saw this on social media, just de-cleating a defensive end. And that's beneficial because it helps your tackles, right? But I think two things are changing that. One, Andrew Thomas is back, and he had a perfect passing grade, I think, in his 25 snaps that he played last week. And so you chalk him up to being elite. also, with Jackson Dart, you're going to want to do things more spread-oriented as opposed to let's keep everybody tight, formations, you know, in here. Let's open it up so that there's space for him to get the ball out. And so that basically means your running back's got to not always, but sometimes have these scat releases. He's got to be in the route to influence the other routes that you're trying to keep space on. So I think it's changing it, but less in the protection form, if that makes sense.
The most perfect way to describe the Russell Wilson era is the fact that our last caller forgot his name.
Yes, but that's what we speculated. It doesn't mean anything to you.
Right. No, he doesn't.
And so it's not a knock on Russ. It's just a reality. He's only been here for 3 months.
No, I know. And he ends up starting 3 games. Yes. And barring injury or something unforeseen, that's going to be it for him.
Yes.
It is amazing to me that a guy who's going to be discussed a lot over the next decade or so, is he a Hall of Famer? Is he not a Hall of Famer? His legacy? Our first caller is like, what's his name?
Well, hey, guys. Russell here.
Well, that's what Sean's, process was yesterday. Didn't you do, or 2 days ago, didn't you do the
for guys will forget?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Giant fans might forget Russ.
Yeah, you may be right.
I'm serious.
You may be right.
If we don't hear his name for the next 14 weeks, how are you remembering?
Well, I mean, the perfect evidence is our first call is like, what's his name? It was 5 days ago exactly. When he played.
The day after he passed for those yards versus Dallas, we had a caller call him Russell Williams.
Yeah. That's a good point. Let's go to Mark in Monroe. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking me. Real quick, I got a statement and a question, so I'll go fast. Big thing is, I don't see Jackson Dart having any more luck than Russ. I mean, the coaching was not great last week, and then the week before we were up against a weak secondary. But then on top of that, I was curious, where do you guys want this season to go? If you want Dable to stay, what do you think he needs to do?
Win.
Yeah, I mean, you can't put a number on it because they have a tough schedule. Obviously, the Chargers this weekend. Then you have the Saints, who are one of the bottom dwellers. But then you have the Eagles
twice in 3 weeks.
3 weeks surrounded by, sandwiching the Denver Broncos in Denver.
Yeah.
So you could look at a 2-whatever start. It could be bad.
Yeah.
And then.
Well, then he's gone.
Exactly.
Oh, 100%.
If he doesn't win, or at least. Like Dan Campbell did, but that was Dan Campbell's first year.
Exactly.
Or second year.
Second year for
right.
Dan
Campbell. Dan Campbell, if we all remember, and we pay attention because he's one of us, a giant for life, even though he played in a couple other places and coaches the Detroit Lions. We love the guy.
I think he's only a giant for life to you, yeah, honestly. No offense to, no offense to Dan Campbell.
His second season, it started terrible.
Right.
And then he won out, basically. And it created a confidence and a platform them to springboard into the next couple of years,
yeah,
including this year.
They were 1-6. They finished 9-8.
Yes.
Just missed
the playoffs.
If that happens, Brian Daboll will remain the head coach.
That's right.
So I agree with you. It's very tough to put an exact win total on it, but they have to win games. Like, this idea, and some have it. You clearly don't. I'm not sure about the boys back there. This idea of, well, he's connected to Jackson Dart. Yeah, if Jackson Dart plays well, he'll come back.
Nah,
I don't buy that at all.
I don't either.
They got to win games.
Yeah, I used to buy it. I don't anymore.
Really? So you flipped on it?
I flipped a little bit.
What caused you to flip? You listen to Uncle Evan?
It's not just listen to Uncle Evan. Just the tea leaves, the breadcrumbs, and some of the stuff he's doing within games, I don't think he could pin on other people.
I flipped as well, and the perfect example is the team they're playing on Sunday. Justin Herbert went from a guy that was to look where he is under Harbaugh.
Right.
So the head coach made actually a big impact on him.
Yeah, like,
yeah, by the way,
positively.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not necessarily, you know, Jim Harbaugh being this QB guru. I think it's more like the organization, like the culture, you're not getting away with anything under Jim Harbaugh. It's who he is.
Program builder.
Yes, exactly. And so I know we end up wanting to talk so much about resumes and what guys have done, and he's did this with this player and this offense in this location. It's more about like developing the program.
Right.
And so and if you're not winning, What development are you doing?
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a piece of history, and I understand. Come on, Ev, what does history mean? You can decide not to care mm-hmm. about this at all, but I want to give you the piece of information because it took me a long time doing the research. So if I did a long time researching it, I'd like to at least present it to you at some point. In the history of the New York Giants, they have been around for a very long time. It's actually over 100 years now.
Yeah.
And I'll include the Jets, too. I'll bring the Jets in. Of course, they've been around since 60. So think about how long they've been around. In the history of both franchises, only one person was allowed three consecutive losing seasons and kept their job.
Hmm.
Now think about that for a second. The Jets and Giants have had plenty of losing. No head coach has been given three straight losing seasons and said, yeah, come back for another year. It has never happened in the history of the Jets and Giants except one guy. And the one guy is the exception. His name is Weeb Eubank.
Right.
He had already won, and obviously the Jets ended up winning.
Right.
That's it. There is nobody in the history of the New York Football Giants who could survive three consecutive losing seasons.
And by the way, that's par for the course in all of the NFL.
Yes.
Like Arthur Smith, he had three, what were they, 7-9 or whatever it was, 7-10 seasons. And then they fired him. He's a pretty decent coach, good coordinator, just could never get above double digit
because
wins.
You need to win.
You need to win.
So like in the Giant, the 70s, the Giants were the masters of losing. In fact, they lost every year. They were under 500 between 1973 and 1980. And I said, oh, well, maybe it happened then with Alex Webster. No. Maybe it happened then with John McVay. No. Maybe it happened then with Ray Perkins. No. And so it is almost impossible to keep your job when you have three consecutive losing seasons. Mm-hmm. In fact, in the history of the Jets and Giants, combined now 160 years, only one guy was able to do it, and he's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
So when I say, or anyone else says, hey, they got to win, yeah, because that's the business. It was the business in the 70s, and it's the business in 2025. And I'll take it a step further. I don't give a damn how good this quarterback looks.
Right.
If they're not winning games, he's not surviving.
The team has lost 14 of their last 15 games for the first time in 100 seasons of Giants football.
There you go.
I mean, it carries over from last year. That,
right.
I mean, we all hear about the 70s. 14 of 15 games, they have not won.
And that's why, and I don't know what the magic number is, but they have to win. Now, obviously, based on that history, let's say they go finish 7-10, which would actually be pretty encouraging considering they're 0-3 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Could Brian Daboll use that to defy the stat I just gave?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, but again, it's what it looks like.
Yes. But it's what it looks like, but there needs to be wins.
Yes.
It can't just look good and be like, well, it was a tough schedule.
I agree.
Sorry we were 3-14. No.
But if it's 7-10, can you say, I'm 7-7 with my quarterback, who was a rookie at quarterback.
Maybe. That's again. That's
where you
why
extinguish
it looks like.
The three
it's
first.
What holes. It looks like.
It's yep. Why I use that number as an example because, yeah, I think that's the area. Just to be specific on where I think it has to go for Daboll to keep his job. Now, our last caller also said, if you care about Daboll keeping his job, if I'm a Giant fan, here's what I care about: winning.
Mm-hmm.
I want to win. I'm sick of losing. And I don't care if my head coach is Brian Daboll, Brian Flores, Bill Belichick, Tiki Barber, or Evan Roberts. I want to win.
They know.
So unless you've got a personal vendetta against Brian Daboll, why wouldn't you want to win?
I agree.
Thank you.
Because I don't. By the way, I just want a coach who can win.
And don't be so inspired that I used your name. I used my name, too.
Did you?
Yeah,
I didn't hear you.
Yeah, it was Tiki Barber, Evan Roberts, coaching the Giants. By the way, you guys don't want that.
Would you run special teams in that case?
I don't even know what I would do. I would just hire a bunch of people and then like sit on my throne and watch.
Right.
And say, boy, you guys better not screw up.
Right.
Let's go to Tony in Bayonne. Hey, Tony.
How you doing, guys? Tiki, you stole a little bit of my thunder with the plays and the play calling that's going to change. You see, like, some of these other teams, and I'll just give Mahomes as an example. On these third and shorts, you know, Kelce goes up, cuts in, sticks his foot in his ground, turns around, bang, first down. He's doing it with the wide receivers on the outside, too. Because Russ isn't as tall, he's got a deeper drop back.
Yeah.
I really don't know what the difference is between he and Dart. Is that something we're going to be able to see more?
Yeah, I think you'll definitely see that. Because when you do those, he's talking about on short third down conversion situations where you take a snap, you get to your depth, you're not moving the pocket, not normally with Russ, even though they did do that one with Scadabo, that fourth down that he dropped. It was one of the rare times you saw the pocket move. I think you can move the pocket with Jackson Dart, but even if you don't move the pocket, he's a bigger athlete, and he can throw the ball over the middle of the field. And so there's space. You find space and you target space. So I think the play calling will change. Where it really needs to change is in the red zone. That's both play calling and execution.
Oh, yeah.
The execution has been bad, but some of the designs have not been very smart.
Mm.
And so you got to get better play calling in the red zone. The other stuff, I don't mind. Like the in-the-field stuff, it hasn't bothered me. Like I'd love to see them, you know, use more versatility in the run game, but it hasn't bothered me. The red zone bothers me.
No, it should.
You have to score.
That's how you get paid.
100%.
Didn't Tom call it? I call him Tom. Didn't Tom call it the green zone?
Right. Especially when you have a propensity to go for it on fourth down.
Yes.
You better have the right call.
You better have the right call. Amen. We'll hear more from Giant fans. Very opinionated on the Jackson Dart debut, its impact on Brian Daboll. All night it's been going through my mind. What will Jackson Dart do on Sunday? Like, specifically. Like, what will his stats look like? So we're whipping out an Evan and Tiki short-term stat prediction. We'll all pick the stats of Jackson Dart, and then come Monday, let's say 4:30, we'll check in. We'll see how we're doing. We'll see how we did. So Sean Morash, as someone who I think is quoted as saying, I don't like Jackson Dart, let's see if that opinion has changed as you begin your official stat prediction. And just so we're all on the same page, it is completions, attempts, yards, touchdown picks, rushing attempts, yards, if there's something else you want to throw in, okay? All don't right. Get overly cute. You don't have to give us a QB rating. That's a little too complicated.
No, I got the basics written down.
So Sean Morash, big fan of Jackson Dart, I've been told. Lead it off.
Jackson Dart, Sunday, will go 22 of 29 for 239 yards, one touchdown pass, one interception. He will carry the ball five times for 42 yards and run it in the end zone himself once.
That's a pretty good game.
Hmm.
That's a pretty damn good game.
That's a great game.
Two touchdowns, that kind of completion percentage, 240 yards. It's difficult sometimes because if you're playing from behind, you're obviously forced to throw a lot more. So that can be a little deceiving. So off the top, I'd say that's a pretty damn good first NFL star for Jackson Dart.
Yeah, he's not going to throw for 300, but I think he's reputable out there.
Tommy Lugauer.
Okay, as far as the passing, I'm going to say Jackson Dart will go 18 for 27. For a 180, one TD, one interception. As far as his rushing yards, let's say six attempts, 30 yards, and he will sneak one in for a touchdown. So two touchdowns, a pick, and around 220 total yards.
Nothing crazy so far from the fanboys. I'm surprised. You know, like good stats, not bad stats, but nothing over the top.
Yeah.
Tiki Barber.
I think he's going to go 20 of...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
38. He's going to throw for 2 touchdowns and 2 interceptions.
Hmm.
He's going to have 4 carries for 18 yards.
Oh, that's like nothing.
Huh. Yeah.
How many passing yards are you going to have in this game?
I told you.
No, you didn't.
Didn't?
You said 20 for 38, and you skipped over it.
Oh,
right to interceptions.
265 yards.
Like 265 or 265?
265.
All right, fine. 265.
Couple big shots.
All right, I'm going to go with 9 for 22 for 95 yards, 0 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 7 carries for 85 yards, and a touchdown.
Wow.
So he's going to make a couple of big plays with his legs, but his overall passing numbers are going to be abysmal.
Josh Allen?
Yeah, how your tune has changed.
What do you mean?
You felt like 3 days ago you were the most positive on the Giants on Sunday.
I just gave you Jackson Dart's stats. Did I tell you about what the defense did in this game? Or did you?
You always got, you know.
You want to hear that part?
You're some magician.
This defense is going to be murder on Sunday. I mean, it is going to be good. I shouldn't use that kind of language. I apologize. The Giant defense is going to be busting ass on Sunday. I don't even like that one.
I was
going to
say.
Hold on a second.
Next. Try it again.
The Giant defense is going to play really well on Sunday.
That's a good one. That's a good way to put it.
Good job, man.
They're going to sack the quarterback a bunch of times. They're going to force a couple of turnovers, and it's going to be a low-scoring game. So we'll make the picks later, but trust me, even though I just gave some really ugly stats for Jackson Dart, it doesn't necessarily mean the Giants are losing. So there you go. We'll check in on those stats Monday at 4:30. Let me write that down now. Mm-hmm. Monday, 4:30 p.m., and we just did this at 2:45 p.m.
You know what? Don't go to me in the next 3 minutes. I'm going to pull these now and stash them. I'm going to save me some work on Monday.
You're saving me some work. I was going to cut it after the show. All right, so save that. Thank you very much. Let's go to Ben in Stamford, Connecticut. Hey, Ben.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
We're good. What's up, dude?
Good.
Nothing. I got, so I guess I'm excited to see if, you know, this the bill of goods we were sold on Dable was that he rescued Josh Allen from becoming Achilles Smith. Something tells me Josh Allen would have figured it out, maybe without him. But my question is a bit more pessimistic, and it's for Tiki. Tiki, how bad would Dart have to be, and would the Maras ever pull sort of a what happened to the kid in Arizona for Josh. One season, Josh?
Josh Rosen. I mean, he'd have to be really bad. Josh Rosen was, I don't even know how to describe him, because he had a lot of confidence, similar to Jackson Dart. Like, he knew he was going to be good, had an answer for everything. I remember interviewing him and saying, hey, you don't have to have the right answer for everything type of thing. You know what I mean? And so it bordered on cocky. Remember that conversation we were having?
Yeah.
How Jackson Dart is very confident, and it could be viewed, but it's not really cocky. I think in Arizona, they had a lot of turmoil. So the head coach, the general manager, like, everything was a disaster out there, and it kind of hit the fan a couple years later. So that was less about Josh, and it was more about the organization.
Yeah.
I don't think that's happening to Jackson Dart. There's a lot of people that were very high on Jackson Dart. In fact, I was with Dan Orlovsky yesterday, and I asked him, first thing I said to him, I was like, did you like Dart out of Ole Miss? And he said, yeah, I thought he was going to get drafted in the top 10.
Mm.
And you know, he assumed some enterprising young play caller or head coach was going to take a shot at Jackson Dart in the top 10. So I know we got him at 25, but a lot of people think he's probably more like a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah.
And as far as his skill set. So that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Long story short.
I had an opinion that I expressed to you, I expressed to Joe Shane when we had him on, which can turn out to be wrong. Mm-hmm. It's just a surmising I had, and I'm not alone in surmising it, that Brian Daboll really wanted Jackson Dart, and Joe Shane was like, all right, if all that's right. what you want.
Right.
So
it's going to cost.
It's right.
You got to move back into the first round from the second.
So my question, if that's true, and Joe Shane has denied that, right? We had Joe on in training camp. I asked him point blank. He's like, no, we were all in on Jackson Dart. If this season ends with not enough wins and they fire the head coach, but they keep the general manager and there's a new head coach, then we'll find out that he actually liked the kid to begin with.
Yeah.
That's where there could be changes. But I think a lot of it's dependent, of course, on how the kid plays, but then also who's making the decisions. If there are going to be changes at the end of this season, whether it's the general manager, whether it's the head coach, and whether it's both, whoever you hire shouldn't be hired with, you better like this kid or else we're not hiring you.
Right.
They should be hired with, we trust you to run the team, and if you like the kid, great, and if you don't, fine.
Right.
That's how smart organizations should be run.
I agree. Otherwise, you're undercutting your team.
Yes.
Yourself, basically. That makes no sense.
And
I agree with you.
That's why, and I know this is not a popular opinion, but when the Giants hired Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, I remember saying at the time, I don't buy the idea that the owner's telling them Daniel Jones is your quarterback. Right. It never made sense because Joe Shane and Brian Daboll were hot enough to say, no, we're not taking the job then.
Right.
I'm not taking the job if you're telling me who should be the quarterback. They made decisions of, all right, final year of his contract. We don't really have a lot of great options. Let's just see.
And we know what the story is. They should have just go to free agency.
Well, that was a year after.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're right. I'm talking about the year they took over. Where it was, let's just see if this guy has anything.
See what he has.
They declined his option.
Right. They declined his fifth-year option.
They did make a decision, as they should, because he's not theirs.
They made the decision of, we're not committing to the fifth year. Why would we? But, yeah, we'll give you a shot to prove yourself here in year four.
Mm-hmm.
Chris in Bergen County. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you doing, guys? First, let me preface this by saying, I really hope this doesn't happen. But my concern is that Jackson Dart is going to get in there and he's going to be running for his life. And that's the only thing he's going to find out. The offensive line is not great. It's only a matter of time before Thomas gets hurt again. And then we're going to be right back to square one. I also don't agree with that we're going to get rid of Daboll based off of this season. And we're going to get another coach in here who's going to get a quarterback shoved down his throat. And this is just a perpetuating cycle for the New York Giants. I'm sick of it. If Dart is supposed to be the quarterback and we're supposed to build around him, then why don't we have consistency like a lot of the other great teams in the NFL have and give him at least 2 years to try to put an offensive line together, to get a couple more good players, skilled players in there that Jackson Dart can get to throw the ball and run the ball.
I'll tell you why I disagree with you just personally. We're all going to make a decision. I remember saying this about Joe Judge, and I'm going to say it again here in 2025. We're all going to make a decision on when we're done with a head coach or a manager or a player around here. There are many listeners right now, some on this radio station, who aren't done with Brian Daboll, and that's fine. I don't know if you guys, are you done with Brian Daboll, or you still believe in him?
Of course not.
Totally fine.
Right.
Tiki still believes in him. Are you done with Brian Daboll, Sean?
I wouldn't say I'm done, but I have less belief than I used to.
Totally fine. But you're not ready to fire him?
No.
Okay. Respectfully, I disagree. I thought during the offseason, hey, don't think he's the guy I would have moved on. Okay? That's where I got there. When you get there, and if this owner or this GM gets there at the end of this season, no matter how well the quarterback plays, you shouldn't hold on to them because of the quarterback. That's worse than anything. Like, once you deem the coach isn't the right guy, holding on to them because you just drafted a quarterback and you're worried about how Daniel Jones was handled is ridiculous. Look around the league. A lot of successful quarterbacks are not on their first head coach. Some are, like Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes and obviously Josh Allen, but Justin Herbert isn't. So I think you have to make the decision on the coach once you know the decision to make and not base it on the quarterback.
Yeah, but I think if there's any basing on the quarterback, it's just on the quarterback himself. It has nothing to do with the coach. The quarterback, and I said this last week, earlier this week, the quarterback is going to be good if the quarterback has the guts and the capabilities and the IQ and the acumen to be a good NFL player. I think the good ones survive the chaos that happens in the organization. And I think Jackson Dart is set up to be that kind of player if, there's a huge if, Dave doesn't figure it out and gets fired.
WFAN NFL Football is powered by Verizon. More of your calls at 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.